Well, China's human rights record is again in the world spotlight, with the United States announcing that it will stage a diplomatic boycott of next year's Winter Olympics in Beijing. The White House has confirmed that the Biden administration won't be sending any official representation to the Games due to what it says is China's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity, especially against the Uyghur people in Xinjiang. China strongly denies all allegations of human rights abuses. In this country, Liberal Senator Erica Betts has led the charge for the Morrison government to also boycott the Olympics, and he joins us from Canberra this morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning. Good to be on Breakfast.
Now, the US is boycotting the Games, as I said. Do you expect the Australian government will follow suit?
I've been asking the Australian government to boycott. Now that the United States has made this decision, I trust that other freedom-loving countries like Australia will also make a stance in solidarity with the 1 million Uyghurs that are in concentration camps as we speak, the people that suffer imprisonment because they're prisoners of conscience, because they're Falun Gong practitioners, because they're Christians, because they're Buddhists, the Hong Kongers, the list goes on, the egregious human rights abuses by the communist dictatorship in China is such that we need to make a stand, and I think taking a stand with a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics is the right way to go. So I'm absolutely delighted that Joe Biden's administration has taken the lead.
Scott Morrison said on Friday that the matter is under consideration, and certainly Labor has expressed a desire to work with the government on an agreed bipartisan position. Did you get any indication from the PM when you've been speaking to him that how seriously he's taking this into account?
The government is taking this request very seriously. They're giving it consideration as they ought to. I, for one, would have been out of the blocks earlier, but in fairness, there are other issues that prime ministers and foreign ministers have to deal with. But I hope that the United States, having shown the lead, that other countries will now follow as well. This is about standing in solidarity with those people that, as we speak, are in a concentration camp, are in prison, and in fact some who, as we speak, might be being killed for their organs. Barbaric as this sounds, it is actually occurring in China, and we have to take a stand.
If we do follow the US lead, what about the repercussions? Could we be setting ourselves up for more trade strikes from Beijing?
One never knows what the response of the belligerent dictatorship will be in China, but we have taken a stand on the basis of what is right in principle and not what the consequences might be. Australia has always held up exceptionally high on the world stage because we're willing to make our decisions on principle, not on whether it might cost us a dollar or two. And be it the barley or wine boycott, we have been able to find other markets for our high quality product, and I hope that that will be the case. But I trust that China will say that there are sufficient people in the world now taking a stand on these issues, that it simply cannot seek to boycott or have barriers put up on trade for one country at a time. Hopefully there will be that many of us that they won't be able to do that.
Would you expect that Australia would hold off on a decision on this until other countries join the US in falling into line around a diplomatic boycott?
I had been asking for Australia to take the lead, as we did in relation to the investigation into COVID, as we have done on other things.
Well, we felt China's retribution for that, though.
And I don't care less, because we did the right thing and the world finally then did agree with us. And just because a country seeks to be belligerent, seeks to wreak retribution on us, does not mean that we should not be acting on a matter of principle in solidarity with the 1 million Uyghurs in concentration camps as we speak. So this is a very serious issue. The lessons of history are there for all of us to see. And I hope that Australia takes a stand very quickly following the United States lead.
And so if Australia doesn't follow the US lead, will that be an unprincipled stand?
My view is yes, but ultimately I'm one voice in the government, and the Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister will make decisions, but I believe that we should be taking a principled stand, and that's why I've been asking this for this for about 12 months or more. I've been out of the blocks on this for quite a while because I just think the world community needs to stand up. It's good to see that a Democrat regime in the United States has come out of the blocks, and I trust other countries will as well.
Is there any evidence that diplomatic boycotts work? Would China, in fact, pay notice to improve its human rights record?
Countries don't host the Olympics because they are lovers of sport. They do so for the economic and tourism benefits and for the, if you like, prestige value on the international stage and locally, internally, especially a regime such as China's dictatorship, because what they'll say is, look at the world, they are coming to us, we are the centre of world attention, we are worthy of consideration. Then when all the world leaders stay away, what are they going to tell their people? What are they able to say to them when the United States, when Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, hopefully European countries, all stay away?
Wouldn't it be a more powerful message, though, if you were to pull the athletes?
Look, this is an issue for the International Olympic Committee. They made the wrong decision in the first place to allow Beijing to host the Olympics. It is not the athletes' fault that the venue chosen for them to compete is Beijing. That is a matter for the International Olympic Committee to justify. And I can understand that a sportsman or a sportswoman who has worked hard for a decade or more in some cases to hone their prowess and showcase it on the international stage would want to be able to compete and do so. I don't think any ill of a sportsman or sportswoman that might want to compete. I think sports people should be allowed to compete should they wish to. That said, I think that if they were willing to take a stand of principle themselves, I for one would salute them.
Senator, on another issue, just finally, your colleague George Christensen has called for rallies outside Australian embassies to protest against coronavirus restrictions. He did so by appearing on a US conspiracy show. There are calls now for the Prime Minister and for the National Party leader, Barnaby Joyce, to rein in Christensen. Do you support those calls?
I'm not sure what George Christensen has done. My own view is that people should be free to decide whether or not they are vaccinated. I don't agree with some of the conspiracy theories that are being peddled. I don't think they are helpful.
But isn't it dangerous to be calling upon people in foreign countries to rally against Australia?
I'm not sure as to what Mr. Christensen said, and therefore I can't comment on it. If he's asking Australian citizens overseas to make their views known, that might be one thing. But look, I really can't comment because I haven't seen the segment or any statement made by Mr. Christensen.
Erica Betts, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you.
That's Liberal Senator Erica Betts.